RJ.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? So, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brother Monty Broadcast Show. My host is my very good friend, RJ. How you been, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I'm living life, man. You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. That's okay. Great.
All right, that's what's up, man. What's up? So what's going on with you, Brother Monty? You doing all right, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Same old, same old. Just another day of work. Ain't nothing to it. But let's just get right to it, man.
Let's do it.
How you think of this Dijakovic match? I mean, meaning, do you think they did it too early? Because at first, I was surprised that, you know, he even proposed the challenge to him at first. That caught me by surprise.
Well, to be quite honest with you, I figured Dijakovic would be a first challenger for Keith Lee, because I still feel that Dijakovic is on his way out of NXT and onto the main roster.
Yeah.
So I thought that him being the first challenger made all the sense in the world, in my opinion. But me, myself, personally, I don't think – I don't want to see them wrestle for a while.
you're right. Because, nah, don't get me wrong, that match was great. I mean, they put
on – It was great.
Yeah, they put on good matches, man. But you're right, like, I felt like – well, considering COVID situations, I understand they probably got to put on the best matches they can on a weekly basis, because I know for a fact their viewership is dropping crazy. I mean, you could blame it on, I guess, like, what's going down on the show, but – guaranteed COVID has definitely a big impact on it, and its effect of it too.
Well, yeah, for sure. And I talked to a lot of casual fans, and they tell me, RJ, I can't watch the shows. I can't watch it because there's no crowd. There's no energy to help feed off of the shows. And I got to be quite honest with you, man. Watching Raw and SmackDown, it's a little bit of a chore.
Watching the crowd. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, bro, you are absolutely right.
Watching the shows without a crowd, And the fake non-authentic audience that is the PC trainees, God bless them.
Yeah, right.
They didn't
do
a job, but it just don't work because it's not authentic it doesn't come from the heart. It's not passionate.
Right, exactly. The only thing I will give them credit for, man, is when they're wrestling during matches, you get to hear their audio, what they're saying to each other. To me, that's pretty cool. Like, every time Kevin Owens in a match, bro, that man makes me laugh, yo.
Yeah, and that's something that Kevin Owens has always been good for, his verbal ability. Whatever you think about him physically, he's gonna bring it to you verbally, and physically in the ring. Yeah, you know, so Owens, that's always been something that I always loved about Kevin Owens since day one. I laid my eyes on that dude. Yeah, definitely one of my favorites.
Like, honestly, the minute he made that debut and beat John Cena for the U.S. title, I'm like, yeah, he's about to take Stone. And the fact that he was heel, it made it that much better too, bro.
Yeah. And you know what even made it even more better? That WWE was changing. They were changing their tune on a lot of different things. That, look at Kevin Owens. He's not your quintessential WWE superstar. He doesn't have abs. He's not jacked. Right. He's not old. Right. He doesn't have long, wet black hair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's his own. He looks like an everyday man. And to have him beat John Cena?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, whoever you think of that. You know, that was unheard of.
Word. All right. So now that you mentioned the long, you know, slick back wet hair, let's talk about Santos Escobar, man. I mean, that little promo was pretty cool, man. I really felt like I was watching like a movie.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought so,
right, bro, like the way he was talking to both of them, literally like saying how like Roman is the technical wrestler, and then like going to the other dude, like, yo, I don't know, but
yeah, I like it too. It's basically breaking down what each guy can do the most. Right. Like you said, Raul Mendoza. He's a great technical wrestler, but he's also a great high flyer too. Like,
right,
that man, yeah. That dude is criminally underrated, Raul Mendoza. And I've been saying that for years, ever since he was in the Cruiserweight Classic. I'm like, this dude's got something. They got to bring him back. And of course, Joaquin Wilde, who was Zema Ion, DJZ for all these years. You know, he's always been good. And
yeah,
I'm glad that they have a solid role in NXT right now. You know,
yes,
and Santos Escobar. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, the dude, he is hitting everything right now. He is not missing right now.
Because when he was El Hijo de Fantasma, I was like, okay, my son can wrestle. Beat Drake Maverick, and he took off the mask and stuff, and he said who he was. I'm just like, wait, hold up, what just happened, bro? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And he came back out again. He came back out next week with the squad and the suits. I'm like, oh, he not playing. Like he's no joke. Like, honestly, I think, I don't know if we talked about this, like, you know, like a couple days ago on Twitter, but like SmackDown, I think SmackDown is missing that, bro. I think we talked about it. We touched on it.
Yeah.
They're missing that big heel. They're missing that big heel because, like, if you think about it.
Well, not just a big heel. Right. They're missing a cool heel.
Right, right.
Like Randy.
Someone that you like.
Like Randy Orton, you look forward to seeing what he does next. See, SmackDown doesn't have that heel. They don't have a heel that, okay, what is Baron Corbin going to do? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Exactly.
Except for fans of his, of course, right? Same thing. Nobody cares what he's going to do. They're missing that heel that you can't miss what he's going to do next. That's what they're missing.
Exactly. Exactly. You think that's going to be Adam Cole? Baby? You think that'll be Adam Cole?
I surely hope so. I think there's room for him and the Undisputed Era boys. That tag team division on SmackDown needs it. And Roderick Strong, I think you can fit in there.
Yeah, man. Something just happened. I don't know what happened, honestly.
It was my Twitter. My Twitter was updated.
Nah, that's all good. You were saying something about Roderick Strong, right?
So that's what it was.
No, my fault. You were saying something about Roderick Strong?
Oh, yeah. I'd said that Roderick Strong, in my opinion, I think he could fit well with that mid-card over on SmackDown as well, with Allen, the likes of AJ and Matt Riddle. So I think Roderick Strong could fit in that mix like a glove, and then, like I said, Fish and O'Reilly tag team, you know. And Cole can be, you know, that cool heel that everybody can't miss because to see. Yeah, you know, everybody wants.
My man was,
can't
my
miss
man was
what he's going to do.
For over a year holding that title, everybody's still going to say baby. Like, that's the crazy part. Like, that's what he brings. He brings that swag to the heel that no one really has, like you said, other than Randy Orton.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And he's sure of himself. When he speaks with that conviction. And that's missing in a lot of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Not just in WWE, but in All Elite Wrestling, in MLW, TNA. I mean, when he speaks, you actually think, you actually buy this is how this guy really is in real life.
Exactly.
You feel that this is Adam Cole.
I mean, that's, you know what's crazy? Know? I feel like that's, they had that with AJ when Shinsuke won the Royal Rumble. And they could have prolonged. I don't know what it is with WWE that they just do these one and done feuds because they're kind of annoying. I feel like they can profit off of multiple pay per views with the same people. You could get a part two out of Shinsuke and AJ after that follow up after WrestleMania. I don't think they ever did they?
Well, they followed it up, but they turned Nakamura
it makes sense.
Wanted that. It didn't make sense at the time.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, wait, why are you turning to heel?
Yes.
Like, people want to love that guy.
I still go
cheer for
the man. I love Shinsuke.
Yeah, exactly. That's my uncle. I call him Uncle Shin, you know? They're like, what? Some Japanese man is your uncle?
You
I'm like,
see
that's my Uncle Shin right there.
You're going to ask that question again.
Exactly.
Exactly,
man.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Excuse my language, but... yeah. Oh.
Nah, you good, man.
I'm gonna say this real quick because I don't know if we want to touch up on this. I don't know if I honestly want to touch up on it. Do we talk about Robert Stone or no? I'm asking.
No,
I'm
we haven't talked about Rob yet. Big Rob Echo.
Should we talk about?
He's a home.
Because I don't.
I mean,
honestly,
we can.
He's kind of funny, but I feel like it gets dragged out a lot. But at the same.
Yeah.
That is right.
That's his purpose.
I guess, okay, all right.
I mean, the guy, I go way back watching Robert Stone when he was Rob Echoes on the Indies in New York.
Okay.
In the Northeast.
That makes sense.
So
okay.
He's been around a long time.
Oh,
he was Robert on TNA.
Oh, I know exactly. Now, okay. I know exactly
what
you're talking about.
He just looks just looks a whole lot smaller now. I think he lost a lot of his muscle mass.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay,
that's Robbie E. For those who are wondering who that is.
I didn't even know that.
You gotta drop some bombs every now and then, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. but that's who that is. And that's why, you know, every week I'm like, yo, Rob Echoes, man, this man is a joke, because that's what he was. He's a silly character, even when he was in TNA. The Robbie E character was a parody of
in the Jersey Shore. Exactly. You know, so. Yeah, I remember that specifically.
So, I mean, that's. Yeah. It was funny. And he used to sell his ass off. He was goofy.
Yeah.
But that's what he brought to the table. So,
you think.
Cool that. And I'm cool with him being a manager right now. I think he's doing a good job. And I think that he just got to sign some more credible, talents to his roster. Yes. He can still be the comedy guy, but he's got to sign some credible talent.
Exactly. That's what it brings up to me. What I was just about to say right now. You think Shotzi would join, or you think Shotzi's good on her own? I think Shotzi's really good on her own. I like her character. She's cool. She's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But
I like
her character very much.
I'll tell you what. Perv moment. Shotzi Blackheart, if she was to knock on my door, I'm like, hey, babe, you come in. I mean, Shotzi Blackheart, that's RJ spitting. God. I think sex with Shotzi Blackheart will send your ass to the hospital. Call 911.
Wait, hold up. If you say that, maybe even... what about Bailey then? What? Yo, I see so much on Twitter talking about Bailey. I'm like, yo, what y'all talking about? Then I was watching Survivor Series 2019, bro, and she had on the blue tights. I'm like, oh. All right. I see what y'all was talking about now. I get what y'all talking about.
Hey, Bailey, I don't think it's a big secret that Bailey's got a bigger ass. I mean, my God. I mean, we just got to lay that down flat. I mean, I used to go to some of the NXT tapings back on first started taping at Full Sail, and Bailey debuted around the summer of 2013. And when I seen her in person, I was like, God,
that's crazy.
WWE's hiring women with ass now. I'm like, damn. Yeah. I said, woo. And then fast forward years later, they bring in Toni Storm and a couple of the other girls. And I'm like, my God. That's why I'm always tweeting Booty Mania whenever they put like Bailey and Naomi in a match or something like that. Or Toni Storm's in there with somebody. I'm like, yo, it's
crazy,
Booty Mania.
The crazy part is, yo, they can all wrestle, son.
They can all wrestle. That's what I'm saying, though.
I was just talking to my brother about this like a week ago. I'm telling you right now, when we were growing up, bro, and I, for a fact, there's only five female wrestlers I can name off the top of my head, bro, that if they were wrestling, I would watch. And that's Trish Stratus, Victoria, Melina, Lita, and Mickey James.
Honestly, and I agree. I co-sign on that.
I don't know, bro. It's like, I'm not watching that. They used to have Bro and Penny matches, for fuck's sake, yo. Like, yo, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yo.
And mind you, don't get me wrong. Like during this time period, it was, I guess, like that. It was okay. I mean, first of all, it was never seen on wrestling TV, so I guess everybody was like, "Whoa!" And for the time period, it was suitable. But like, yo, imagine them trying to do that now.
Oh God, no! They get dragged through the mud, man. And it's not even. Jericho
probably
not
do
even
a promo
close,
on AEW.
Little man doing Brad Penny matches.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but that's the beautiful thing about it, right? We can perv on these girls, right? And say how good they look and how great of an ass they got, but they go out there and deliver
bro,
the goods at the
saying.
End of the day.
They're good. They entertain.
They're just not good looking women. Yeah. They can go out there and do the work. And that's the most. And that's
like,
the important
I really
part
don't
too.
Have to
you
be
know
like,
what I'm saying?
Oh, damn, they about to fight. All right, I'm about to go outside real quick. Like, I don't have to do that no more.
You only do that when they do the match too much. Like if they have Bailey and Bailey and Alexa Bliss for the 5,000th time, you'd be like, okay.
Or when
I'm
they throw Nia Jax
on
our television every week, we just be like, oh man,
look
who it is.
I don't smoke, but I go outside and smoke.
Yeah.
I take up smoking just to go outside.
Shout out to my boy and avoid that.
That's 420 all day. I don't do it for me either, man.
Kyrie's saying she's going back to Japan. Is that true? Is she going back?
As far as what I've been hearing, WWE's been wanting to do NXT Japan for a while, which I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that Kyrie Sane, I think she's going to go back to Japan. But I think WWE is going to sign her to some type of Japanese ambassador deal.
Because she's...
So she can still stay intact, but kind of do her own thing and wrestle if she still wants to or whatever. Because
she's good. She's really good.
She's really good. I mean, like Kyrie.
Crazy, bro. Every Japanese wrestler we got, well, that's in WWE right now is great. Asuka's great.
I know, right? You can't miss.
Great. Yo, I can't believe people on the internet be saying she's whack. I'm like, yo, y'all bugging. People on Twitter saying she's overrated and shit like that. Yeah, I don't understand. Oh, I don't understand.
Let me break it down to you why Io Shirai, in my opinion.
Yeah, go ahead. Spit some facts, RJ. Let them know, man.
All right. Io Shirai is so agile in that ring. She doesn't fuck up. She doesn't have two left feet. She moves with so much grace in that ring that it blows not only the rest of the women away, it blows some of the damn men away. I mean, you seen how she did that second rope hop to the top rope?
Yesterday,
one motion.
Yo, what?
Yes.
Yo, in the main event yesterday. And she did it.
It was clean. That's what I'm saying.
Quick.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was clean. A quick, clean sweep up to that top rope.
And then
who's doing that? Man or female, who's doing that?
What she did, and then when she did an NXT in the house, when she jumped off the top of the house, basically, practically. Yo, come on, man.
Oh, dude. Hey, oh, so I'm guessing since you went that far, I'm guessing you didn't see season 3 of Lucha Underground where she took and did the damn the big giant splash off the top of the building.
Oh, you gotta send me the link after this. It was
Pentagon Jr. I think he might have been Pentagon
Jr. Ain't he on AEW?
Yeah, he was on AEW. This is a few years back.
No, Lucha Underground was popping, bro. Johnny Mundo was the champion. That's why I get pissed off that he's in the mid card. I don't understand. Like, I guess we're so fucking mad. Oh my god, yo, bro, nah, come on. John Moore is good, bro. He's good. Like, he deserves to be in the main event.
He is.
Like, I don't that see that. That is if I could just sit down with Vince and just be like, listen, man. Do you not pay attention to what they do after they leave? You must be blind.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
That's Chris dumb. That's so dumb. Like, for instance, we talked about this too. When Christian went to TNA, bro, I was surprised and I was so, like, taken back that he was putting on good-ass matches for the world championship there. And I'm like, yo, you telling me he could have did this in WWE the whole time, but no one gave him the platform to do it? Are you fucking serious? Like...
Well, that's because Vince thought Christian was ugly.
See, that is like a rat. Like, come on, like that's crazy, bro. Yo, that's
Vince
that's,
is petty like
that's
that.
Sad.
Why
that's
do you
so
think?
Sad. That's crazy.
That is sad. But why do you think people are rooting so hard? Why do you think? And I give these kind of people a hard time, but that's why a lot of people are rooting so hard for AEW, man, to the point where they're just like very maniacal and crazy about it. Because Vince McMahon, he's such an idiot.
Bro, I'm going to keep it real with you.
He's such an idiot.
When AEW first announced that they were coming out, man, I was like, oh, okay, this might be cool. And then the people they said, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And I've watched it a couple times. I don't understand why people got to compare the two. Like, who cares, bro? Listen, AEW is literally, like, their wrestling is for a whole different type of audience, technically, compared to WWE. So the shit that they're allowed to do there, WWE can't really match up to is half of it because they still PG. You can't be mad at them for it. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, that's the aspect about it, and the work rate is different too. Guys are allowed to do flipping fucking Canadian destroyers outside the ring onto the floor.
But Adam Cole be doing the sunset powerbomb shit on the friggin'. the Panama Sunrise. Oh, the Panama doing Sunrise. On the freaking on the what is it? Damn, what's it called?
Like the apron. Yo, that shit is crazy.
Yo, that move is so, bro. That move is so fun.
Yeah, no.
When he did that shit on Velveteen Dream on the chairs at the that brawl out, bro. Oh my god, I was like, fuck, man, Velveteen ain't gonna win this shit.
I popped hard when he hit that. I'm a big cool, Adam Cole fan, I go hard for Adam Cole. It's even to the point where people are like, yo, like, are you big for this dude or something? Nah, and I'm like, good, nah, man. It's,
bro.
I'm a fan because I believe in the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe he can be, he's a guy that I can believe will be successful. And if he's not successful, he's a guy that'll be a pure example of Vince McMahon.
So let me ask you this, because I am very high on this dude. I like the guy's character. He's creepy. I think you know who I'm talking about by that. And if we talk from NXT.
Oh.
Dexter Lumis, man.
Lumis. Man, I've been watching Lumis for almost 10 years now. When he was Sam Shaw on TNA. Doing the same, pretty much the same gimmick. But he didn't have the mustache and everything like that. But he was doing a little takeoff of Dexter. TV show. And the gimmick, I was on board with it because I thought it was different from TNA, from what TNA had on the, you know, as far as the other roster members, it was different from what they were doing. And I thought he played it well because he looks like a creep. He looks like one of those pretty boys, but he looks like one of those creepy guys too. Bro, you know?
And I know he don't look like him, but he reminds me of that guy Joe from that freaking Netflix show. That creeper, bro. Like, yo, just like the stare. And it's so crazy. When he fights, his hair is still slicked back.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it was in TNA, too.
His face does not change, exactly. Yo. I love it. He's not sinister, but it's like, yo, bro. I don't even know if I don't want to be next to you. He's creepy, bro. Like,
but he's very dedicated to the character, and that's what... And that's another thing that's missing in wrestling. We don't have a lot of characters anymore. A lot of the wrestlers are just straight up, I'm here to do this, and I'm here to do that.
Kind of bad, you know? Sorry, what happened? My chest hurts, bro.
Hey, man. You can be talking about Seth Rollins. I
love Seth Rollins, but he changes Seth Rollins too much sometimes. It's annoying. I don't like that.
And I like Seth Rollins. I like the gimmick, though. The promos are a little bit of a chore to get through, I will admit, because I'm real like that. Like, I could be a fan of somebody, but I can point out
sometimes,
their flaws.
Sometimes it's like overboard, you know, and it's like, bro, we get the point.
Just get to the point. Let's wrap this up, buddy.
I think his theme fits in perfectly, too. I don't understand why people shit on it.
Oh, man, let me touch on this for a minute. DJ, Def Rebel or whatever? Yeah. Def Rebel, they have been producing some top-notch theme songs. Every theme song they've released since last month has been on point. Io Shirai's theme song goes hard. Dakota Kai's theme song is good. Seth Rollins is good. Right. Bayley's is good. I mean... They dropped the Kabuki Warriors theme yesterday. Oh man, I was listening to that joint at work, man. I was like, yo, this beat is fire, man. So, shout out to those guys.
Speaking of themes, we're gonna talk about Karrion Kross, man. Yo,
Fallen Prey. I go a long way.
Why couldn't it just be Killer Kross? It was. Damn, Karrion, you should just cut the killer, bro.
Because he could have went back to being Kevin, but I think that just in case things didn't work out for WWE, he wanted to change it up so that he can, you know, keep his killer Kevin.
But honestly,
you know, persona. If it doesn't work out, he leaves.
Yeah, it's definitely smart.
Which is smart.
They booked him perfectly up to this point.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, I was like, man, why are we getting so little of them? But being the fact that they shove so many different people on TV, not on NXT as much because they rotate them a lot, but on the main roster, I'm like, you know what? I actually appreciate this. I appreciate that they're using them they're giving him a, giving us a little bit of him here and there. I just
like how whenever he does show up, you have to pay attention, and you know it's gonna be very simple, but it's like TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's gonna be good. He's a, because I mean, and the thing about Karrion Kross, we're just getting started. Right. We're barely scratching the surface of what this guy can do. That's why when people were whining, oh, is this it? This is all he's gonna be? What the damn man is six foot five, 280 pounds?
Yeah.
Of course, hey, listen, he's gonna be squashing people.
I don't care what anybody says. That match with him and Bronson Reed, it was very short, but yes, because
it was good.
That man
it was a good squash.
Tossing Karrion. And the fact that he's getting up and screaming in his face with that, like, yo, this man is psycho.
That intensity. Exactly. And that's what we're missing too. A lot of guys, I feel in wrestling, I'm missing that intensity. And Kevin Cross, or I keep on calling him Kevin, Karrion Kross brings that to the table. And that's why I've always been a fan of his. And he's also good with his fans too, man. Yeah, I like to do it a whole lot. He's a really good a really good dude. And I bet you didn't know this about him. You know he's got
Puerto Rican. Say what?
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about, man. Nah, you already know I'm a big fan of Damian Priest. So, like, people get mad at me, and I'm like, what? He's from New York. I'm from New York. He's Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
It's perfect. That's my fan. I'm a fan now. Like, that's it. And Damian Priest's charisma's cool. Like, he got that archery of infirmary shit is cool. I don't know, man. I like it. So there's something about him that I like. That combo strike that he does is pretty cool. That what did he like take like Razor Ramon's move a little bit? Did he?
I think he does a little Razor's edge to like, corner,
to, like,
right?
Apron type. He does it yesterday. He did it to Cameron Grimes on the apron. That shit was crazy. And
I mean, Damian for me, Punishment Martinez never stood out to me in Ring of Honor like. He was just this dark, brooding guy, came out to that boring-ass music. And I'm just like, whatever. But here in NXT, I'm the opposite of a lot of people. See, they bitch about his name.
What's wrong with it?
But I like him here. And he's got, like you said, the rock star charisma.
Right.
The music. That theme song goes hard, man. And I can't wait for them to drop that bad boy. But he's having a good time, man. I feel like
he has the build that could make it on the main roster if he ever goes to the main roster. So I mean,
he's going, bro. He's and going I, to I feel main like,
I, yeah,
they need a guy like him.
I feel like if Trips
his voice. Nobody talks like that. Nobody talks like he does.
It's true. It's all about, he carries himself very well, which like you said before earlier, a lot of wrestlers don't really do that. He carries himself. He carries himself for knowing exactly who he is, which I really do like.
Exactly, it's that confidence that makes you believe as a viewer that this man believes that he can get the job done.
Exactly,
and that's an important aspect in wrestling. That, quite frankly, in my opinion,
that finisher he did yesterday. Woo! Yo.
Oh man!
Yeah, don't talk about it, bro.
That was that was sus.
Hey yo, pause.
Hey, I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Why was he yo?
I was like, damn,
wilding, son.
You act like nobody's gonna catch that.
Hey, he said, I might have took the L, but he's about to take a big L.
They played it on the replay.
I know, right? I'm like, yo.
Oh, man.
Damn, son. So, like, damn. But now that match was good. I enjoy Cameron Grimes' work, but I see Heath Slater in him, man. He's going to be that Heath Slater type guy. He walks with that Heath Slater, one-man Southern rock band.
He talks like him, too, a little bit similar.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but I think he's going to be Heath Slater, man, when he gets called up.
So, I'm going to talk
Which will be a shame, because he's actually talented.
It's very true. Very true. All right, I'm going to talk about one more thing. Dakota Kai, I'm guessing, is probably going to face Io Shirai, right, for the NXT Women's title. I don't know who Keith Lee's opponent probably will be next. You think it'd probably be Karrion Kross?
I think yeah, it's slower than that. That's why everybody's bitching online, telling us, "Oh, it's too early. It's too early." Adam Scott. I'm like, people, they're slow burning this stuff, man. That's why if they were rushing it, he would have attacked Keith Lee already. But they're not doing it. They're letting you know that he wants the championship. Yeah, exactly, that's all they're doing.
Like to make sure the viewer knows that, listen, Karrion Kross is gonna pop up one of these days and he's gonna, you know, make his
Exactly. And but I think Keith Lee, I think they will, because as far as his ratings war goes or whatever, I really don't give a shit about the rating war.
Yeah, I don't.
This, that, and the other, because there's a lot of different reasons why the ratings could be down. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Who's to say that somebody didn't have to cancel their cable subscription?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? People might be watching it on Hulu Plus. Do they take those numbers in? You know what I'm saying? So as far as I'm concerned, the ratings don't mean nothing to me right now.
I don't even care for them.
Yeah, I really don't care for them either. Because, I mean, even before then, we got many ways to watch TV now. We got Hulu Plus, Fire Stick, all this other stuff. Do they take those ratings in consideration?
Exactly.
I don't think so. But it is what it is. But I think to spruce up this rating war, I think they'll throw some NXT championship matches on TV the next couple of weeks. Don't be surprised if they do that.
And I don't care. It just makes you just want to watch it, even though you probably know the end result. It don't matter. They're gonna put on a good match, which is good for TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely good for TV.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a good way to establish Keith Lee as a champion, especially if the destination is, you know, to have Cross beat him for the championship. They can have Keith Lee get some championship wins underneath his belt and then, you know, drop the belt to Cross however early.
And then put him on Raw and then have him face Drew McIntyre for the WWE championship. Now I'm probably talking out my ass, but...
You know what? I would like to see Keith Lee on SmackDown, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
They gotta buff that SmackDown roster up, man. Because it's without Brian AJ being on the show, and
it's nothing.
AJ's on the show quite regularly. I know he wasn't on last week.
Honestly, in a wrestling capacity, I love AJ Styles. Like, that's my boy. Honestly, in my eyes, the man could do no wrong. I'm so serious. And I'm not even trying to be a stand, bro. I don't care. He could do no wrong.
He's a guy that he's always gonna bring the best out of an opponent, man. And to me, that's a true professional. That's a great professional wrestler. If you can sit there and you can bring the best out of somebody and get them to perform. I mean, the best matches that Jinder Mahal had in his championship run was against AJ Styles.
Don't even talk about that reign. Oh my god, I was just watching video about like how he was like being so like racially like profiling Shinsuke. Oh my god, that was
awesome.
And they let it continue, Vince.
And I remember when
against Randy Orton. Oh my god,
I was on the phone with one of my best friends who lives up there in New York still. And she was like, "Oh my god, I'm nervous." I'm like, "What are you nervous for?" I said, "Randy Orton about to beat this man. Don't worry, he about to kill him with an RKO." And then he grabbed this man with the Colossus and hit him with it. One, two, three. I was so tight, bro.
And then, his Royal Rumble win. The WWE title win over Bray, meaningless. Like, oh my god.
Exactly. Everything that Randy Orton did was meaningless because it was right out of the door within a few months. So that really sucked for him. I felt bad that he had to do all that. I would never forgive Jinder Mahal for making SmackDown.
I love Randy Orton, but I'm not trying to throw a sub at him. But hey, man. You really let Vince, you really told Vince you was okay with this, but you was upset with Mr. Kennedy? Wow.
Kennedy was a pain in the ass.
See, I heard that Randy Orton, because he injured Randy Orton, and Randy Orton just like said that he didn't like how he worked in the ring. And then Triple H agreed, and then he was released.
Well, Kennedy was a pain in the ass, number one. If you ask a lot of people, he was a pain in the ass. And Kennedy was always hurt a lot, too, which pisses the WWE off. Because if you get hurt too much, you're seen as injury prone. And if Vince sees you as injury prone, that means you're useless. And then he hurt Randy Orton, the top heel at the time.
Yeah, true.
They had to let him go.
Don't say injury prone, because every time you say that, I think of Samoa Joe, and that's my guy. And
that's why Samoa Joe is not getting anything. That's why people are whining and bitching online. Samoa Joe is getting title shot.
Okay, he can't stay healthy. He can't. All right. I get it, bro. But my man should have been WWE champion at least already. At least by now.
Hey, I agree. That's the I'm not dumping on.
Yeah,
Joe.
I love Joe. I love Joe.
Like I go back with Joe. Ring of Honor. His long championship reign over there in Ring of Honor. I go way back with Joe. I love Joe, but. Samoa Joe has been through a lot of wars over the years. People have to understand that his body is it is all catching up to him now.
Because
and he's not able to go. And then plus, he's a bigger dude. So injuries when they hit a bigger dude, it hits worse.
I just love honestly, bro. I don't know.
And
I just love truly just how fast he is in the ring and on top of it, if we're being real, RJ, who could talk better than him on the mic?
Oh no, he's real as it comes. He talks like you and I, but he does it in a very convincing way. I mean, me and you are both convincing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but me and you aren't wrestlers either. You know what I'm saying? But this man, when he says I'm gonna like that, you out, you believe it.
Oh, bro,
he's another one of those guys.
He had with Brock Lesnar. He said, "Hey, you look at me when I'm talking to you."
I was like, "Yo." Yeah, exactly.
Bro, he's gonna choke you out. You better chill out. Yeah,
he's protecting you from me.
Yo,
I'm like, yo.
That was the time to put the title on him. He had it when he put him in the Coquina clutch on the Raw entrance. Yo, I was like, yo, I've never seen Brock like this. Yo, this is crazy. Like,
exactly. And it was believable.
Yes, exactly.
And you can believe that Samoa Joe can do
you
that.
You can. That's what I thought. And that's what I thought they were going to do. I thought Brock was going to put him over it. No, but I was wrong. Of course I was wrong.
Nah, right? There was no chance in hell. Like, we wanted it to happen. But there was no chance in hell. Vince McMahon can't help himself. Roman Reigns all the way. You know what I'm saying? And Vince is paying for it right now. This is what... Hold on. This is what Vince McMahon needs to stop doing. He needs to stop putting his eggs in one freaking basket because it's coming. It's showing time and time again. And it comes back to bite him in the ass
over and over again.
You put all the eggs in the Roman Reigns basket. And where's Roman Reigns now? Now, I'm not following Roman Reigns at all.
Absolutely not.
Sit home.
Yes.
You do what you got to do.
Stay home.
You do what you got to do. But you... spend all this time building him up and only him up.
Exactly.
What do you have left?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully he can get his head out of his ass and build some stars, because we need him.
But RJ, I appreciate you taking time out today, joining me, talk about a little wrestling. Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'll probably be back with the Friday Night SmackDown recap. I'm not sure, depending how whack it is. I'm not sure. I don't know.
If it's anything like last week,
exactly what RJ said. If it's something like last week, you're not going to hear from me at all, because I wasted 2 hours of my life last week because it was bad. But really bad.
They better be hoping that most of us is inside for this quarantine shit anyways, because... I guarantee you, had this would have been any other normal Friday night, I would have been out, and I would have missed
the damn thing. Sure. Me too. Nah, sure. Definitely me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But man.
But go ahead and check out some of that MLW, man, because I think some people would like to hear, and put some more attention on that product.
You sent me that link.
If they have somebody to kind of review it, because I don't think nobody else is doing it. somebody that can review MLW and bring something different to the table. You know, as far as that goes, I think that could definitely work out.
I'm about to start checking them out too. You sent me the link, and they have all the episodes on YouTube, so I'm about to check that out.
Yeah, they have all the Fusion episodes and the playlist, and they're dropping some of the old MLW stuff from back in the day as well too, and MLW Underground. Dope. I mean, that's some good stuff, man. It's an hour. The easiest hour, in my opinion, of professional wrestling going today. I mean, you get your matches, you get your promos, they build up characters, they rotate people in and out. I think MLW is just the easiest watching wrestling right now, man, as far as I'm concerned.
You heard him, everybody. Go check out MLW if y'all can, if y'all got any time, you know what I'm saying? I will check you guys later, and Brother Monty will holla at y'all. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, RJ.
For sure. No doubt. And thank everybody for just giving us a chance, and just hopefully we can build an audience and get some traction, man.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this. I'm excited, man.
Me too. I'm pumped, man.
Have a good one, bro. I'll catch you later, man.
You do the same, man. Yeah, check you later, Monty. Peace.